And good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I am here in the studio with Laron Landis, Patty Fink, and our guest today is Candy Markham. And it is Pledge Drive. Today's the beginning of Pledge Drive. So we need you to give us a call, 972-647-1893. And we have some very special Mardi Gras gifts to give away today.
Woohoo!
The KNON Voice of the People Mardi Gras t-shirt in purple. Purple. We've never had a purple t-shirt before.
And purple is apropos for...
Yes, it is Mardi Gras.
With absolutely. Black, green, and yellow Mardi Gras design in the front. It's for a $50 pledge for one shirt, $90 for two shirts. KNON Mardi Gras beads, 36-inch green beads with a 3.5-inch black circular medallion that has a KNON logo in gold. These are perfect if you're going to Oak Cliff Mardi Gras or Dash for the Beads or any of that. And then you can show off your KNON pride. KNON Mardi Gras shot glasses, which, of course, you can't take to Mardi Gras outside if they're full.
Hey, if you're in New Orleans, you can.
Yes, you can.
That's true.
As long as it's not, or the backyard.
It's not glass, I guess.
$50 pledge for two shot glasses, $90 pledge for four shot glasses, or get the big KNON Voice of the People Mardi Gras pack. The big KNON Mardi Gras pack includes a t-shirt, three beads, two shot glasses, two Mardi Gras feather masks with purple, green, and yellow feathers. Clint, our producer, is in the back wearing one as we speak, which is why he's not in the studio helping us this morning. And the entire party pack goes for $150, 972-647-1893. Polka Doc is taking our phone calls this morning.
And I'd just like to point out, David was reading all the specials here, and it's a party pack.
Yes.
Hence, party pack. So if you're doing the Super Bowl thing next week, as I assume
Sunday.
Many people are around the country,
yes,
then what a great time to enjoy your party pack. You could call in and get one, you know,
and to your party.
Yeah, if you do have a credit card to pay your pledge with, then
we can get it out
to you in time. Those will go right out. Our guest today is Candy Markham. Welcome, Candy. How are you today?
I'm great. It's good to be here and see everybody.
Well, it's good to have you here.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking just before the show about something that's been going on in the city, and Patty, you were there. Saturday, the mayor met with a group of people from the gay and lesbian community because he's the only big city mayor that has refused to sign a marriage pledge. Tell us what that was.
Well, first of all, what's going on with the current and former Dallas mayors? There's a whole leopard thing out there, too.
Yeah, the leopard thing was leopard thinks he's Jesus. That was what he said.
He was doing God's work.
By appearing in a gay pride parade. He was doing God's work, and he was just doing the work of Jesus, were his words. So,
Right.
We know that... I didn't realize that God's work was being done at a pride parade, but...
I'd like to know whose work he was doing the year he didn't come. He didn't do the parade.
I guess God wasn't important that
right,
year.
Right, I guess so.
And the gospel people just left the studio, and we love them. They're the sweetest people.
Absolutely.
And stop that.
No. But I think the point being is that when someone runs for office and they come to your organization, which is a GLBT-type organization, and want your endorsement... and then turn on you in certain ways, like Leppert saying that he thinks that homosexuality is wrong in some way. And now we have the current mayor who said he personally is for gay marriage, but as a mayor that he's not going to sign that resolution.
Well, and that's been the whole deal. And there's been a lot that's grown up around it, because in the time that he didn't sign the pledge, he's made a lot of statements to the press.
Well, why don't you give a little background about nationwide what this pledge is?
Well, it's a pledge that's done from Freedom to Marry, a longtime organization that's dedicated to the Freedom to Marry.
Mm-hmm.
And during the big mayor's meeting last week, I guess it's the week before now, where mayors from all over the country convened to talk about issues, Freedom to Marry introduced a pledge that now about 100 mayors have signed around the country.
From all over the country.
From all over the country.
What does it say?
It basically says that they'll do they'll step up and put forward that marriage equality is a right that should be advanced in their cities, in their states, and across the country.
Mm-hmm. For all people.
Right, for all people. So, basically everybody signed it, except, of the top 10 cities.
Which Dallas is.
Right. Our Dallas's mayor refused to sign it. And in the time that he refused to sign it, my issue with it was some of the statements he's made in explaining why he didn't.
Right.
And a lot of people were really, who were at this meeting on Saturday, were, and rightly so, were very focused on the marriage equality issue and expressing to him why it is important. And so I think we brought a lot of different points of view to the table. But I think in the bottom line here is that our mayor needs a lot of education.
Candy, why is it important to people in the gay and lesbian community and transgender bisexual community here in Dallas, why is it important for feeling like you're part of the community to have him sign it? Why is it so important that the mayor of Austin and the mayor of San Antonio and the mayor of Castle Hills, Texas, and the mayor of several other small towns, mayor of Galveston, why is it important and a matter of pride to those members of the LGBT community?
I think it validates our relationships. It validates our commitments to people that we love. It takes us from being in a different class, what is it, separate but equal, mm-hmm. into the mainstream. And it's fair. Above all else, it is fair. And we are gay people, but we are people. And we love, and we want to have a commitment, and we want to have protection of our relationships and our children. And we don't want to be able to have our domestic partner on our benefits for health insurance, but have to pay taxes on that when the guy sitting next to me with a wife and seven children doesn't have to pay taxes. That's not fair.
But what about Clint, who's in the next room with his Mardi Gras mask on? He's married to a woman. Won't you be destroying his marriage if you married your partner?
I bet so. I bet that it will just crater and burn, and they should come see me for counseling. But
stroke of genius, Andy.
I think what hurts marriages is the inability, the lack of skills, let me say this, to live with another person. It is not about that Jane and Sue got married. It is not about that Britney Spears or somebody else gets married many times. I might have the wrong name on that.
It was 55 hours.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
You've got that one right.
It is about being able to tolerate living with another person. And that's a difficult thing to do, and that takes skills, and it can be learned, and we can work this all out. But that is what, hurts marriage, is trying to live with another person and not having the skills.
Well, going back to the signing of the pledge thing, I'm kind of on the fence about it. In general, I don't have a problem with him not signing the pledge or any other mayor. I just kind of, I don't know, I understand the symbolic reasonings behind them, and that's all nice and dandy, but I don't know if they do much more than that. It's like when, I guess, the Republicans early in the race this year, all of them but one were supposed to sign a pledge that they would support a marriage, an amendment to ban same-sex marriage. And, I thought that was dumb. If I'm going to be fair about it, it's like just in general signing pledges, I'm not really, I don't know, that doesn't do a lot for me if you do or don't. I like to see action more. And I didn't get all of his reasons why he didn't sign the pledge. But if he's, I heard you say that he said he's personally for same-sex marriage, that to me will speak more than him signing a pledge.
Well, and, in all of this we're still in a wait and see, because we haven't seen any other action on his part.
Right, and then how much power can mayors, do they actually have?
Well, he can speak for the city. And, one of the things he did state was that he realizes it's really sinking in how much of a symbol he is, mm-hmm. not just a person in
a
this
leader.
Role and has through these responsibilities and tasks, but he's really a symbol of the city. And that's really the way many people took it too, is that, you know, well, for one, had he, and I told him this in the meeting, had you just signed the pledge, you know, there would be no, that we wouldn't even be talking about it right now. But it, or if you just said, I don't sign pledges, we wouldn't really be talking about this now. But it was all the other things about, this isn't relevant to the lion's share of what Dallas people want, you know, or expect him to do. Like, we're all like, yeah, we are relevant. We are relevant.
Yes.
And he was saying, you know, one of his jobs is to bring business to the city. Well, somebody from Out and Equal was at that meeting. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there, but I would hope gave him the numbers that when Out and Equal was here in 2011.
Oh, yeah, it gave a tremendous presentation about that.
Well, it was a $3 million impact on the Anatole Hotel. There were hundreds of, and the Anatole was sold out that week, and the hotels all around sold hundreds of additional rooms. On Cedar Springs, a Wednesday night was like a Saturday night. It had an impact on every one of those businesses. And each of those businesses, each bar pays alcohol taxes, sales taxes,
yeah,
all these different taxes that contributed money to the city. So it had a huge economic impact on this city, and Out and Equal told him, we were coming back in 2012. Right now, we're not planning to.
Well, and we talked about that at length, because it's an issue, it's not just an issue for GLBT people. There are millions of straight people out there who look to a city, look to an environment, look to a company, to see if they have protections for LGBT employees and benefits and what their score might be on the HRC Corporate Equality Index, because it's really reflective of what kind of culture a company has. So before they look for a job at a particular place, they want to know that too. Because
I
even
think
though they're not,
yeah,
it's part of their decision-making process.
I think that's absolutely true. I'm an approved supervisor for young therapists or people who are new in the therapy business, and regularly, I will get calls from people who say, I went to your website, and I just think you're the kind of therapist I would want. I'm new to Dallas, and I was glad to find your website. Now, to me, that is code for, I think you might be more progressive and open, and their points of view of Dallas is that perhaps it's more narrow. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a true picture of Dallas, but I think it's a true picture of people who come to Dallas. I think they expect to see people on horses.
Guys in the pickup trucks.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's people who aren't from Texas. That's their general view of Texas in general.
And this helps, you know, underscore that. And it's incorrect. It's an incorrect picture of Dallas. And also, I think it's, if you're a leader, you have to take charge, and you have to be out in front. And this seems to me a very cowardly thing to do, is to wait until
leadership and what it reflects. Yes. Because of that symbolism,
yes,
it looks like Dallas is kind of cowering and not stepping up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it is Pledge Drive today.
Oh, yes.
That's my little segue. And
speaking of stepping up,
we are talking to the tobacco chew and horseback riding Candy Markham today. And we'll be back with more with Candy, but it is Pledge Drive, and we need you to give us a call, 972-647-1893. We have to do at least as well as the program before us, so give us a call, please. We have a whole bunch of Mardi Gras stuff to give away for a $50 pledge, a shirt, $90 for two shirts, for $50 a set of beads, or for a $50 pledge you can get two shot glasses, all kinds of stuff. If you call Doc or one of our other phone people, we'll be happy to give you the information. 972-647-1893. We also have the new pledge referral contest going on again. I didn't hear who won last quarter, but we came real close to winning the first time. So we need somebody to... here's how it works. Whoever refers the most new pledges during the pledge drive will win a $500 gift certificate to Fry's Electronics.
And folks, if you want to enjoy going to Fry's and getting lost in there, because it's a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Do it on someone else's money.
Absolutely.
That's the best way to shop at Fry's.
All you have to do is get the name and phone number of people who are planning to pledge.
And first-time pledgers.
First-time pledgers, but you know what? To keep track of whether first-time, fifth-time, this is KNON, we don't have a computer.
Yeah, how are we going to know?
So get a list of people that you think are going to pledge, who are telling you that they're going to pledge $40 or more. $40 is the minimum pledge. Get a list. If you get 10 people, I promise you'll probably win, or you're going to come real close. Make sure you get this list to us, and here, Christian, who works in the office and runs Pledge Drive, he'll give these people a call. He'll get all their pledge information. You don't need anything other than a name and a correct phone number, and we'll take care of it for you. Then at the end of the Pledge Drive cycle, whoever has gotten the most will win. If you're close and you just don't have it, we'll even give you a call and let you know that you're real close, because that way you might be able to get one or two more. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, and pledge yourself, or you can get one of our Mardi Gras gifts. You can get one of our regular gifts, which include like the black backpack for $50, for $35, one of our tote bags to go shopping with, KNON coffee for a $30 pledge. We have our Aztec Flair 10-ounce coffee mug, which is a lovely coffee mug. That's for a $50 pledge.
The concert folding chairs, big one.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and get it, because apparently we're not having a winner, and the outdoor concerts are bound to start anytime soon.
Oh, and they're fantastic. For $100, you can get one, and they sling over your shoulder.
Yes.
And each arm has a cup holder.
Woohoo!
And for $150, you can get two. And they're so easy to carry around.
They
you keep
are.
Them in your trunk, and you can go to these great live performances, and you're set.
And the 64-inch black and white windproof umbrella with the KNON Voice of the People logo, that's for a $75 pledge. It's supposed to rain tomorrow night, so
you
give us a call.
You could have your 36-inch beads and your giant
umbrella,
and you can have it all. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
Agape Broadcasting Foundation Incorporated, the licensee of radio station KNON 89.3 MHz, Dallas, Texas, gives notice that on January 23, 2012, an application asking for consent to transfer control of the licensee from an old board of directors to its new board of directors was filed with the Federal Communications Commission. The new directors of Agape Broadcasting Foundation Incorporated, for which FCC approval is requested, are Kevin Gahuli, Arquilla Smith, Sue Turner, Melba Williams, Doris Gilliard, Stephen Weed, Robert Wendell, Don Ottensman, James Wells, Edmund Robinson, Darren Sorello, and David Walkington. A copy of the application and related materials are available for public inspection at 5353 Maple Avenue, number 200, Dallas, Texas, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday.
KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. If you like what you're hearing and want to show your appreciation for great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of our listeners, there won't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes to make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
KNON thanks Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Buyer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERimaging.com.
Oh, come on there, Shaq. The 11th annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party will be held on Sunday, February the 19th at Poor David's Pub, 1313 South Lamar. This is Louisiana Red, and joining me will be the Alligator Cafe, Crawdads of Dallas, Offshore's Next Door, Fish City Grill, and myself, serving up gumbo from 5 to 7 p.m. Audience members will choose the best gumbo via a noise meter and then dance off those calories to the Zydeco and R&B music of Lil Jimmy and the Feedback Band. Your host will be Jim Bro and Zydeco Mike of Monday's Zydeco Cajun Music Party. Advance tickets are available at KNON.org, Bills Records, and Forever Young Records. This is an event not to be missed. Who will claim the title of Best Gumbo this year? You decide at the 11th Annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party, Sunday, February the 19th at Port Davis Pub. This is a KNON benefit event.
Actress Cynthia Nixon has restated or clarified her statement last week that she chose to be gay when she said, quote, "I understand that for many people it's not, but for me it's a choice, and you don't get to define my gayness for me," end quote. The statement caused, not surprisingly, a bit of a stir within our community, and it even made national headlines. This week, she told The Advocate that while she doesn't use the precise term, her sexual orientation is bisexual, and, quote, "I believe bisexuality is not a choice, in fact. What I have chosen is to be in a gay relationship," and that makes sense. But, you know, this long debate between nurture versus nature, I'm even involved on this myself. I mean, I still wholeheartedly believe I was born this way, but, you know, it shouldn't matter if it was a choice or not.
This is, you know, being Christian is a choice.
Yeah, people choose religions.
Muslim is a choice. Being Jewish is a choice.
Exactly. I mean, if this is America, we get to choose what we want to do.
And you still get with an expectation of having your, you know, your life respected.
Absolutely.
But I think the point is that we as a movement want to be able to have hard evidence, science evidence, that says we are born this way, so you have to treat us accordingly.
Right.
And that's just so sad. Why can't we just be what we are, and however we got there, we got there. And
be what we are, be what we want to be.
Right. And people treat us with respect.
Right.
But, you know, this is a time, maybe a time in the future will be different, but the time now is that the more credibility we think we have, the more that we can prove that it's not a choice, that we got here, you know, because of DNA, we think that supports our argument. But the argument is people should be treated fairly. That's the argument.
And, you know, and I think that argument is starting to pick up steam even with those who oppose us. But they still haven't changed their minds. You know,
well, I think as long as we, you know, that somehow they can wedge in that we have a choice, then we should change. We should change our choice.
Exactly.
You should choose what I choose.
Right.
Like you know, you need to fix that.
And right.
I wouldn't take the pill.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't take the pill.
I'm gonna stay like I am.
I mean, it's like, it's not like, who was it? Dr. Lara said, we're a biological defect.
Well,
yeah, you were born that way, but it's a defect.
I want to point out that if you did take the pill to change, you'd have to take the pill.
If you what now?
Oh, David.
I see what you're saying.
I got it.
Now. Well, maybe not. I'm older now.
Yeah, you're older. Two of you are older.
I thought you meant take a pill to change your orientation.
Yes. If she took a pill to change her orientation, then she'd have to take the pill.
The pill. Oh, I get it.
What would Erin do?
Erin?
She's on her own.
We'll find out next week.
But, you know, before the show, I'm sorry, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, it is Pledge Drive. We need people to give us a call to keep this show on the air. The number is 972-647-1893, and docs are standing by.
Yes, they are.
Waiting for your call.
Yes.
All right, Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine and his band are boycotting a Los Angeles Mexican restaurant after they learned that the restaurant's manager and the owner's daughter supported and donated money to the Yes on 8 campaign. That's the gay marriage band. Adam, who revealed last year that his brother is gay, says that they used to go celebrate at this restaurant all the time after the Grammys, which are coming up, and he is nominated. But after he learned this, he said, no, you know, they just bailed on it. Now, this same restaurant is called El Coyote Mexican Cafe. They took some heat immediately after, well, I guess when it became public, who donated and how much they donated back in 2009. So, I don't know, I guess he's late finding this out, but he did, and he's not going, so.
Did you hear the opposite thing this week, too, in Knoxville?
No, what happened?
Or Nashville. In Tennessee, they repealed everything. All the protections that had been in place, mm-hmm. in city ordinances and throughout the state, they repealed all protections for LGBT people in the last election.
That's awful.
And one of the leaders in that in the state Senate came to a restaurant, I believe it was Knoxville, and was denied service.
All right. Really? Now, see, that's the kind of leadership we need. Right there.
That is what we need.
Exactly.
Actor Christopher Plummer won this year's Golden Globe, the Critics' Choice Award, and now he has won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Supporting Actor this past Sunday for his role as a gay man who comes out at the age of 75 in the movie Beginners. Good film. Christopher told the press after his Golden Globe win that gays are human beings too, and that's why he played the character just the same as anybody else and not as a caricature. Find out next month if he will win the Academy Award for his performance at the Gay Super Bowl, better known as the Academy Awards. And last, in some sports news, despite having two U.S. titles under his belt, former U.S. champion figure skater Rudy Galindo has been passed up now for the third time to be inducted into the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame, and many are crying homophobia. Now, you know...
Because there are no gay skaters out there.
Well, that's what this article talks about. It actually says, you know, despite the stereotype that this is a gay sport, homophobia is rampant in figure skating.
It is. Do you know?
And I'm like,
I was,
wow.
I was doing a story on it one time, and I called up the publicist. I said, I'd like to do a story about one of your out skaters. And so he said to me, well, I don't know if any of our skaters are gay. I said, I got the publicity shots. I wasn't asking you if they're gay. I was asking you if any of them were out. And he just got hysterical laughing.
Too funny.
And yeah, and he said, "Yeah, I got it." And couldn't produce one. Whole company of skaters, and I don't remember who it was. It was like Disney on Ice, or Ice Capades. I think it was one of the Capades I was trying to talk to.
Now, Rudy. Capades. Rudy made headlines back in '96 when he came out. Not only as a gay man, but also revealed that he was HIV positive, and to this day, he remains as one of the few athletes to come out while in active duty or active playing. So I don't know why he's been passed up.
Well,
there are times.
Johnny Weir also has come out and has married his spouse.
He has.
So that's another one who is out and really doesn't care. And when he did come out, everyone went, "Really?
Really?"
Well, good for him, though.
And good for him.
Yeah,
oh,
good for him.
I'm not criticizing him.
It takes a lot of courage to come out.
It does.
Well, I think
really
when you're such a public figure.
Yeah.
Particularly, I mean, in figure skating, it would be very...
But even if not, even if, you know, you work at the corner grocery or you work in the bank, it is an act of courage to come out. And I think what happens with the media, someone that you see... It's a better story because maybe they're famous, but it is still a difficult thing to come out in this day and time, and it just should not be that way.
And the thing is, you never stop coming out.
Absolutely.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's true.
And it's something that we know some people, Lauren, have to do regularly.
Well, this is going to be an interesting Oscar, Emmy, all that season, because one of the other top contenders is the Moneyball movie, Moneyball with Brad Pitt, which is the story Billy Beane.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we've got, and then there's the J. Edgar, you know, and it was rumored for many years that, you know, J. Edgar Hoover and Clyde Tolson were in.
And I think there's, I haven't seen the movie, but isn't the character from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
I haven't seen that yet either.
Yeah,
she in the books, she has a trysts with women. She okay. seems bisexual to me.
Okay,
but she does have trysts with women.
So well, a very gay Oscars.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, Laron. Laron is leaving because we haven't been doing real well yet on Pledge Drive, so he just got mad, left the room.
That's right. So, because the rest of you don't get paid for this.
That's right. So we need you to give us a call. We need to show a certain amount of support in order to stay on the air. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And you can give lots of different ways. You can call in today and give us some basic information, and we'll send you a pledge card, and then you can send us a check. If you have a credit card, we can take that information now and get it done. You can also do a recurring charge with a bank draft that would be like $10 a month. You know, you'd never miss it. Mm-hmm. Promise. It would be $10, and it would support KNON throughout the year in a consistent monthly pledge. So there are lots of different ways to give, and if you're listening online, you can do it right there online with just click on pledge. And if you're listening to the podcast later in the week, you can go to the website at knon.org and click on pledge and do it then, and just put Lambda Weekly, and you can misspell it, that's fine. Type it on there and we'll get credit for it. So if you're listening later in the week, go to your computer now and do that.
And one of the reasons you say you can misspell it is because on our official schedule here at KNON, the name of this show is always misspelled. So,
and I think it's important that people do acknowledge that because they heard it on this particular show, Lambda Weekly, it helps us stay where we are, which is the longest running GLBT radio show in the nation. And again, you all get paid a whole lot for this, zero. And it starts at 7 a.m. in the morning. And you all do that out of the goodness of your hearts.
You know, and our guests come in early to be here with us, and I always start a conversation with somebody that I'm inviting to be a guest with. What are you doing next Wednesday at 5 in the morning?
Because it is relevant.
It is relevant.
Yes.
Because you have to be up at least at that hour in order to be here and have your mouth working by 7. One of the other pledge premiums that we do have, and if you'd like to call the number again, is 972-647-1893. This is one that several people have taken advantage of, and that's for $500 you can become a KNON Elite Music sponsor. And your name will be put on the guest list. You'll get 2 tickets for all KNON benefit events for an entire year. KNON.
I'm doing this.
You're doing that.
I'm doing
right?
this. And we're going to the Mardi Gras gumbo party on the 19th. So this is a great way. You give your $500 and you just attend. Just show up.
And actually, it's like when you say, oh, I'm an elite music sponsor, it's like, you'll be welcomed nicely because we appreciate all of those elite sponsors.
And if there's anything happening in Dallas, KNON is one of the most happening places because we have events going, gosh, almost every week.
Well, we have the New Year's Eve live broadcast, the Thanksgiving breakfast in the live room, the Red Elvises, the annual KNON Blues Fest, which was just a couple of weeks ago. But if you buy it now, you'll have tickets to next year's Blues Fest. Rosie Ledet, the Mardi Gras gumbo party coming up in 2 weeks, the Grateful Dead Halloween party, the Tejano Mardi Gras party, the Blues Diva Fest, the reggae concerts, the polka dances, the harmonica blowout, the KNON Gospel DJ Memorial Program, Nick Curran, the Fort Worth Blues Fest. If you like blues, it's the Fort Worth one that you can just ride over to, and it's as good as the one here in Dallas. And barbecues and all kinds of other stuff. There's always food at those events, so you're really getting your money's worth. 972-647-1893.
And just a quick note about that. That's for 2 people.
For 2 people.
Yeah, right. So you do your $500 for the year, and you and your significant other, or you and your child, or you and your neighbor, whoever you want to take, you can go to all of these events. Just waltz in and eat for free and go.
And if you have an occasional third, you can bring your third along, too. We'll make sure they get in.
Right.
Seriously, because this is KNON. It's, rules. We don't believe in rules. But what we do believe in is you giving us a call, 972-647-1893. Help us get through this pledge drive fast.
I mean, where else are you going to get a harmonica blowout?
I know. I heard that. I thought, wow.
And who else puts on polka parties?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we're looking forward to the Mardi Gras gumbo party because mm-hmm. it's fun.
Right.
It's fun. And they usually have fantastic crawfish.
Mm-hmm. Wahoo.
And so if you've done the real thing, you're going to, you know, eat the real thing. So eat and hear the real thing.
972-647-1893. We are not at our goal yet for today, and Doc is looking at me going, so please give us a call, 972-647-1893. Most of the Mardi Gras stuff that will go out, we're just doing that this week. The Mardi Gras stuff, $50 pledges, our regular pledge drive stuff, $40 pledges for T-shirt, apron, the lunch cooler, all that kind of stuff. I need an umbrella. It's raining tomorrow, so that's what my pledge is going to be. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Phone's not ringing. Am I sounding desperate? Because I can't tell how I sound at 7 in the morning. I still have not gotten used to doing this hour.
It's 7 in the morning and during pledge drive.
Uh-huh. We're talking to Candy Markham. She is a counselor and comes to us, like once a quarter, and we're real glad you're with us this morning, Candy. It is Valentine's Day. We need to take a break in just a minute, but it's Valentine's Day next week. Give us some... How does Valentine's Day affect a lot of people?
Well, it's interesting. I think for couples, it's cherished. I think it's acknowledged. They do something. For single people, I think it's difficult. It's a difficult day. It's, in their opinion, not for them. So it has an upside to it and a downside to it. And I'd be interested to know, Patty, how you and Aaron celebrate it, because Carolyn and I, after almost 26 years, we celebrate it differently. You know, at the beginning, it was like, you know, gifts and cards and go out to dinner. And, you know, now it's maybe a card.
That's about what we do.
But we don't miss it.
We don't either. We don't either. And, you know, we usually plan, because it depends on when it falls during the week. And as you know, we're both busy people, as
yes.
I'm sure you both are as well. And so we try to find a time where we can do something fun, go out mm-hmm. to eat or something,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm sure...
Or go to a Mardi Gras event.
Go to a Mardi Gras event.
KNO and Mardi Gras event, 972-647-1893. Call us.
And I'll just note, there's a meeting that many of us attend on a fairly monthly basis. And the person who organized it set it up for February 14th, and it very quickly got an email that said it wasn't going to happen on the 14th. It's going to happen later.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of those times, like, uh-huh. you know, no matter what orientation you are, you know, the 14th is probably going to be an important day.
It gives us the opportunity to celebrate our love, mm-hmm. and I think that's a very important thing to GLBT folk. And so whatever it is, find your way to acknowledge it and celebrate it with the person that you love.
And I think it's kind of like Christmas in that some people have this uncomfortable feeling, if you're single, about it coming up, whereas couples don't have that. There's not necessarily this, ooh, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? There's no worry about having to, you know, deal with your families with this like you do for Christmas. But for single people, I think... you're right that there's this feeling of being excluded, a feeling of, oh, I have to have a date for Valentine's Day, because if I don't, what's wrong with me? And that's actually kind of silly, isn't it?
Well, you know, we like to think that every holiday is for me, every single holiday. But, David, you should really speak to this, since you're such a single person.
And do you know what I've done for the last few years? My friend Spencer and I have gone out on Valentine's Day. When we go out to eat, he likes to order two or three main courses, and I always get a kick out of eating with him because, anyway, he just moved this week. He moved to another city.
Oh, no. What will you do?
And I took him out for his going-away dinner, and on the way to the restaurant, which was all the way across town where we were going, he was hungry, so we had to stop to get him something to eat on the way to dinner. I will miss that. But, I mean, there was nothing romantic there. He was just, he was my friend for that kind of thing. And I will miss that.
Yes.
I will miss that.
Because what will you do now?
I'm planning on not worrying about it, really, because
you know, the thing about Valentine's Day, what I remember growing up is that my father, I had two sisters, so there were three girls, would give us each a Valentine's Day card. Mm-hmm. And like in the workplace, you can give a Valentine's Day card to your coworker. So it doesn't have to be a romantic love.
You remember those little tiny ones that you got with the little tiny envelopes in your first grade class?
Yes, and you had to give one to every single person.
And you punch them out of the book.
Yeah, those were fun. So you could give them to everybody.
You could. Remember you had to get like 36 so that you could get to one to everyone in that class? And then there was one for the teacher, just for the teacher.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. We'll talk more with Candy Markham. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. 972-647-1893. Doc just got off the phone, so the phone line is free. Give us
Woo-hoo.
A call.
Thursday nights are back in Dallas with the all-new Thursday Night Crunk Spot Club Mr. Biggs. Energy Promotions is proud to present the One World Party at Club Mr. Biggs every single Thursday. DJ Steez and DJ Magnum in the mix, hosted by Eddie G and Alex Spada. Gay, straight, lesbian, bi, everyone together partying Thursday night at Club Mr. Biggs.
10333 Technology Boulevard, Dallas. Doors open at 10 p.m. 18 and up admitted.
For details, 214-514-6596. Facebook keyword, Eddie G Promotions. Thursday night, Mr. Biggs, keeping it live.
If you don't want your old SUV or other gas guzzler, the KNON Vehicle Donation Program can take it off your hands. Call us today at 877-KNON-AUTO or donate online at KNON.org. Our representative will take all of your information and arrange a convenient time to pick up your vehicle. All it takes is a call to 877-KNON-AUTO and we'll create great programming from your old car, truck, or boat. 877-KNON-AUTO.
We're now available as Tax Pro 24 Refund. Tax Pro 24 Hour Refund is a tax preparation service. They prepare both business and personal taxes and offer electronic tax filing. Services available include refund anticipation loans and professional preparation. Tax Pro 24 Hour Refund is located at 11333 North Central Expressway in Suite 114 in Dallas. For more information, 214-696-1040 or 214-677-7361. Tax Pro 24 Hour Refund, a tax preparation service offering services for business and personal taxes and electronic tax filing. For more information, 214-696-1040 or 214-677-7361. An Unlimited Tax Solutions LLC company.
Bill Morganfield, the son of blues legend Muddy Waters, is coming to Dallas to help KNON celebrate the 35th anniversary of Poor David's Pub during the big KNON Blues event, Saturday, March 3rd, at Poor David's Pub. Big Bill Morganfield celebrates and honors his father with a deep Chicago blues style, telling his own stories through original songs with a variety of style, fiery slide guitar, and singing. Big Bill Morganfield holds a blues power and a nuance that is all his own. Joining Big Bill would be Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch with special guest Cheryl Arena. Opening the show will be the Chris Watson Band and Jason Elmore in an acoustic set. Join us for this very special blues event. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. Saturday, March 3rd, Big Bill Morganfield with Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch and Cheryl Arena, the Chris Watson Band, and Jason Elmore in an acoustic set at Poor David's Pub. Poor David's Pub is located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. We'll see you there.
I don't want to be mistreated. I don't want to be dogged around. Don't want to be looked at like a...
FM HD1 in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
And you're listening to Lambda Weekly here on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Patty Fink. Our guest today is Candy Markham. She is a therapist, a counselor. And you don't have to put your makeup on, Candy. Nobody can
see. They might be looking.
They aren't looking.
And we're all dressed for radio.
We are all dressed for radio. And we are dressed for Pledge Drive. Today is the first day of Pledge Drive that we promise won't go on as long as it did last time. Because we're going to get through this Pledge Drive faster. Because you're going to help us. And you're going to help
our
us.
Our listeners are going to call in and support us with their pledge.
And the number is 972-647-1893. And, you know, it's kind of, we get worried when the phones aren't ringing and the doc just got off the phone again, and thank you very much for that pledge. But a lot of our pledges come just on the website because people are driving to work and they don't call in the middle
right.
of driving.
Right.
And we don't want you to stop and pull your computer out. Traffic.
But as soon as you get to work, go to KNON.org/pledge. Or just go to KNON.org, and you'll see where the pledge button is. It's right in the upper left-hand corner, and you can pledge online. Remember to fill in Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk, and we'll get credit for that because the Morning Talk shows work together. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, or go online to KNON.org and make a pledge.
And, you know, speaking of dressing for radio, which we all do, there's a lot of stuff to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of pledges, you can get lots of cool stuff. I haven't mentioned this until this segment, but really pushing the KNON apron. Candy and I were talking about that during the break. It's a black canvas apron with the KNON logo for a $40 pledge. You can get the apron. We also have the great Mardi Gras stuff coming. So, and the Saints aren't in the Super Bowl this year, but what a great time it is to celebrate such a wonderful time of year. Mardi Gras t-shirt in purple with black, green, and yellow Mardi Gras design in front. That's $50 pledge for one, $90 for two. Mardi Gras beads. We have Mardi Gras shot glasses, and we have the big KNON Mardi Gras party pack. So you get all of that stuff you get the entire party pack package for $150 pledge.
And all of that stuff is in green and black and purple and yellow.
And the proper Mardi Gras.
Proper Mardi Gras
motif.
Colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure Erin is going to want to, she'll be here next week. She can just pick her Mardi Gras stuff up while she's here, because I'm sure she's going to want it.
Is she the guest for next week?
She is the guest
she is.
Next week.
Number
is 972-647-1893. They will drive separately, so Erin will be here in plenty of time.
This is the earliest that I have seen Patty Fink here.
Probably ever.
She's been real good.
Anywhere. And you see me a lot.
It was earlier last week. 972-647-1893. Candy, we were talking a little bit about Valentine's, how it makes you feel. Let's switch a little bit, because I love when you couples fight. It's just delightful for me to see.
New couples?
You couples. Use guys.
You.
Oh,
use wow.
guys.
Use guys.
Okay.
Use guys. Okay, so when people do fight, you have some fair fighting rules.
Yes, I do. I think what's important as a couple is to communicate. Even if you're in conflict, I think it's important to communicate. And I think what's important is that you continue to listen and that you continue to express yourself in a way where your partner can hear you. So I have some fair fighting rules. And if you want to go to my website, which is candymarkham.com, you can download it. I have it on a document there. So it's CandyMarcum.com. So fair fighting rule number one, no name calling. Now, we can think of the name calling, you know, that's kind of profanity.
Mm-hmm. The bullying type.
Right. But we can also think of name calling like, well, come on, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or,
or the late Patty
the
Fink.
I was going to say that, the late Patty Fink. Now,
but we're not fighting.
Patty seems to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. But you know,
I have to say, I'm not dead.
Right. But you know when that's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're in a relationship, we know where all the bruises are. We know how we can hit them, you know.
You know, Erin said that about her mom. You know, she said, mothers are always know where those are because they put them there.
That's,
all those buttons.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And one thing that Erin has said about one way that Patty and Erin get along is very often they just go separately.
You know, it's whatever you work out. Whatever works
sure.
for that couple.
I'm not criticizing that at all.
Well, I think that speaks, and I don't know that's in the rule for fighting, mm-hmm. but I think that speaks more to something we've discussed a lot, and that is to have a life.
You yes.
know, to each have a life in order to have a life together.
Right. So. I mean, there is a me within the we, mm-hmm. as we say. Okay, fair fighting rule number two, no tissue damage. Now, I'm talking about slapping each other, pushing each other, even throwing something where you have to duck. You know, no tissue damage. There's no way that I'm going to talk to someone who's going to whack me. No mm-hmm. way in the world.
And it scares the dogs.
Yes, yes. It scares everybody. No fighting in public. Have you ever been out with another couple and they start to fight? If I want to continue to communicate with my partner, to listen to her and to express myself with her, I shouldn't do it in front of other people. If someone starts that, I'm going to shut down. I'm not going to talk and I'm not going to listen. So no fighting in public.
And you know what that would include also? Very often it's not fighting in public. It's just the snotty little comments.
Sniping.
The sniping between a couple mm-hmm. that is possibly even more uncomfortable.
You know what happens with that? If I'm out with a couple that fights, I want to go home and fight. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes you irritable. You know, so I think, oh gosh, do not go out with couples that fight, or you will go home and fight.
Mm-hmm. And don't watch The Lion in Winter before a fight.
You know? Uh-huh. Oh.
We just watched that. Talk about sniping.
I'm trying to think of that one with Elizabeth Taylor, and what was that one?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Same thing. Yeah. All right. No using the therapist or a friend as a club. Well, all our friends say you're this way.
Oh.
Well, the therapist said you're this way. My partner does not do that. But if she were to do that, I would be sitting there thinking, who is she talking to? And what are they saying about me?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you a little paranoid. So, I mean, your word is enough. I feel this way about you. I don't have to bring in my family or the neighbors or the therapist said. That's not fair.
Right, but it should be valid enough that I think you're doing this to me.
And I count.
And I don't have to say, and Patty says you're doing it
oh,
too.
Everybody says, yeah, yeah. right.
And the worst, I think the most awkward, is to do it while they're there. Like, I hate this, and people still do this, is, you know, a couple's there in your presence, and they say, what do you think? Would you want them to go to the movie without you?
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't you be angry?
Mm-hmm. And so what do you say?
This week's show's going to be fun.
You're
giving me all kinds of ideas.
For Aaron, I love this. What it is don't bring me into this. But the thing is, my fair fighting rules are the way they are because people do these things.
Mm-hmm.
They saw their parents doing it, and they do it.
As you're saying it, I'm thinking of all these examples. Oh, yeah, that one. And, yeah, we were at
yes.
the dinner. And,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I feel like calling you a name or whacking you or fighting in public, I am probably out of control,
mm-hmm.
and I need a timeout. Now, when I say this to my clients, half of them are like, oh, whoopee, and the other one is like, no, I want to continue to talk. We must talk this out. But when I am so worked up emotionally that I'm, you know, wanting to call you a name or whatever, I'm out of control, and it's probably about a family of origin issue. It's probably bringing up something like, my father used to do that to me, and it used to make me crazy or whatever. So I need a timeout, and during that timeout, I need to figure out what is going on with me. Mm-hmm. Not her. I mean, I can so tell you what's going on with her. What is going on with me? And then I need to come back to that place where we had the timeout and start again. So I have to return to that. But I cannot if I'm that worked up. And then one of the last fair fighting rules is called no exits clause. And an exits clause goes like this. If you're so unhappy, then why are you with me?
Mm.
If you bring that up one more time, I'm leaving. Mm. So it is not fair to fire someone or to quit. Mm-hmm. Because if that comes up, I'm going to quit talking. Ooh, I can't say another word. She's going to leave. Or she's going to fire me.
Mm-hmm.
And we all do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So these are good rules to have to take a look at. And if you do break them, just say, oops, I know better. And go back to what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. So
good, very good advice.
Yeah, so but that last one, the no exits one.
I pictured somebody like slamming the door on their way out, you know, just for the moment. Like, You know, I'm going to walk around the block. You know, kind of.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with going to walk around the block as your time out.
If you say, I'm going to think about what's going on with me, as opposed to, well, I'm going to go down the block and get a drink. Or, you know, it's when someone leaves you like that, that is so scary. And, of course, what it does away with all those dramatic exits. I remember when Carolyn and I were first dating that I got mad and we weren't living together and I thought, you know, I'm just leaving. So I could not get the back door open. I was crying like the Dickens, you know, to make this wonderful exit. And then she follows up with a story that a partner she used to have before I was around, that she got mad at her, and as she stormed out, she stepped in the dog dish and got it stuck on her foot.
Then it becomes I Love Lucy.
Yes. So much for dramatic exits.
We're coming up to the end of another show. It is still Pledge Drive, so give us a call. We'll be here for the next hour, and you can call during Amy Goodman, or you can give us a call right now. The number is 972-647-1893. Plenty of stuff that we're giving away, all that Mardi Gras stuff. Give us a call right now to make sure that it, give us a credit card for it, make sure it'll go out right now so you have it before Mardi Gras.
Sure.
And you can play with it for the next 2 weeks.
That's right. Mardi Gras coming up on February 21st.
Right.
So.
Is it the 21st is when Mardi Gras is? Okay. But give us a call, 972-647-1893. Phone lines are not lit up right now. They're the phone lines
there.
Just lit up. Yay.
Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week. Like we said, our guest next week is...
Aaron,
and that should be a lot of fun. Candy, thank you for being with us again.
Yes, it was my
pleasure.
Thanks
so much. This
You'll
is great.
Be with us again May 1st.
Or, May 1st, all right.
The Wednesday, the first Wednesday in May.
I'm sure I have it down.
Beginning of Pledge Drive. I'm sure we have that you have it down, too, because you're so good about being here our first Pledge Drive.
I am.
First Pledge Drive day. And we'll be back next week with more Lambda Weekly.